From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. There were two deadly suicide bombings in Afghanistan's capital Kabul on Monday. 26 people were killed, including 9 journalists. The attack began during the early morning rush hour with a suicide bomber on a motorbike blowing himself up near an office of the National Directorate of Security, the country's intelligence agency. Associated Press correspondent Joseph Krauss reports.
The attack was claimed by the Islamic State group, which has an increasingly powerful affiliate in Afghanistan. They've carried out a number of attacks in recent months. Unlike the Taliban, which tends to mostly target security forces and government targets, the Islamic State affiliate has repeatedly targeted civilians in Afghanistan.
That was AP correspondent Joseph Krauss. This was the deadliest ever assault on media workers in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran on Monday of, quote, brazenly lying about its ongoing nuclear weapons development in violation of the 2015 international agreement that sought to limit Iran's nuclear program.
We've known for years that Iran had a secret nuclear weapons program called Project Ahmad. We can now prove that Project Ahmad was a comprehensive program to design, build, and test nuclear weapons. We can also prove that Iran is secretly storing Project Ahmad material to use at a time of its choice to develop nuclear weapons.
In a televised address to the nation, Netanyahu displayed what he described as an Israeli intelligence coup, copies of what he said were half a ton of documents, charts, blueprints, photos, and videos documenting Iran's nuclear program. This is VOA News.